bit. So look at the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Bet. So the first half of the Mishnah is obviously the Pesach stuff, and we'll come back to that because that requires more time. But if you look at the second half of the Mishnah, starting with Shimon ben Azai, the Mishnah says, Amar Shimon ben Azai, Mikubal ani mipim shivim ushnaim zakein. I have a tradition from 72 elders. Beyom shoshivu et Rabbi Eliezer b'shiva, that the day that they appointed Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah to be the head of the yeshiva, you remember that story?
Yeah.
18, Harani Kiven Shivim Shana, Seder, remember, blah, yeah, that thing.
Well, no, that's Rabbi Eliezer.
Eliezer ben Azariah.
No, but this is Rabbi Eliezer.
So it's not. It's probably not.
Wait, you think this is Rabbi Eliezer?
Well, if you look, very possibly. Anyways, whoever it is, Shekal Zvachem Hanechalen Shiniz Bechu, Joel Ishman, Sheirin. All karbanot that are eaten, that are shechted Shlo Lishma, are kasher. Ela Shlo Alo Lubayelim Mishum Chova, Chutz Min HaPesach U'min HaChata. So far, agreed? Same as our first Mishnah? That are all karbanot, besides for Pesach and Chata, that are brought Shlo Lishma, are kasher V'lo Allah. Yes? We're all in agreement? But then Ben Azai says, "V'lo hosiv Ben Azai ella ha'ola." Ben Azai, remember our first Mishnah? We spent so much time understanding why the Pesach has to be lishma and why the Chatan has to be lishma. Ben Azai says, and I got one other for you, "Ola v'lo hodu lo chachamim," and the sages did not agree. So now, if you turn to the Gemara on this, on Yud Bet Amud Bet. Where the Gemara says, Lo Hosef Ben Azai Ola. So our goal is to just try to figure out basically why Ben Azai said what he said and why nobody agreed with him. Okay? So remind me, why did we come to the conclusion, according to most Shitot, we'll leave Shimon Achi Azariah out of it for now, that most Karbanot. Thank you, Avi. That most Karbanot were kasher below Allah, but that Pesach and Chatat, that's not it. It's either they're kasher. Very good. So we came up with different versions, thank you, that their essence is tied up with their ability to accomplish their goal, right? They're tied to kapara in a more intense way in the case of Chatat, and therefore it really is the extreme of him, right? Im eino maratza lama, hin bayin, and all that stuff. But of all karbanot that we would have said that is obviously kasher below Allah, that's fine. What was the karban we said? Oh yeah, that makes sense. It could be kasher below Allah. What? The Ola. Because the Ola is a daron, it's a present. And as we said, you can have a present. You can have multiple presents. If there's extra money and we throw extra karbanot on the Mizbeach just to keep it busy, those are Olo. The Ola locates on Mizbeach. As we showed, the default, many karbanot, if there's extra money, they become Olo. Right? We went through a lot to prove that Ola is, at some level, the most basic of all karbanot. By Asham, we saw, right, that Asham Nitik L'Riya, then it becomes an Ola, and we saw some evidence that might be because everything can become an Ola. Right? All of these things we saw, that Ola is the most basic, most generic karban. It's just a gift to God. So, with all of that, if you had to guess, shouldn't... I know. Should an Ola that is brought lo lishma be pasul? Or you could say, listen, of all things, it's kasher, right? V'lo Ola, right? That, okay, even if you have to bring it lishma, if you didn't, it's valuable, right? Meaning we said, what does kasher v'lo Allah basically mean? It's a karban. And you still have to bring another one. And then we can distinguish. Is it because the original karban is yours, but it's insufficient? Is it a karban without an owner at all? Right? We had all types of formulations. But whatever you think, by an Ola, which is just conceptualized in the Gemara as a present, it makes a lot of sense that you could just say, well, kasher v'lo Allah. And then Ben Azai comes and says, no. The Ola requires lishma. The Ola requires lishma in the way that a chata requires lishma. Namely that if you, that you have a binary, either it works completely and you're yotze, or it's nothing. But there's in between of kasher v'lo Allah, he says it doesn't work by Ola. But why? Right? This seems to make no sense.
His text of Rabbi Eliezer.
But why? Why? Okay, so we have two basic options here. One is he has a wildly different conception of the Ola, maybe Karbon in general, but at least of the Ola, possibility one, or... Oh, very good. Or some sort of Gzer Nakatuv, and, you know, come up with a pasuk, and I don't know. Don't ask me why. It just is what it is. And let's think about it for a second, because as we said, right, at some level, right, Dafka, why did we say that the Ola is at some level like the paradigmatic carbon, right? Because it's just, right, just a daron. Why did we originally assume that it's kasher below Allah, of all karbanot should be kasher below Allah? Because it's a present, so bring multiple presents, right? It doesn't seem to have as an intense an identity as other karbanot, right? Again, what we proved in the case of Asher Nit Korean by the leftover money by Chatat, at some level, like every karban is deep down a shtickle Ola. Right, it's right, and as we saw, for non-Jews, Ola is the most basic of karbana. Right? No, even if they try to bring a shlamim, it becomes an Ola. Right? That's how much of the basic karban. So all of that is true, but at some level, what might you say? You might actually say, very good, like hafuch al hafuch, right? Is the exact opposite, which is, wait a second. If it's the most basic of the carbon, so one way of looking at it is the way we've been looking at it, which is the most basic, the most generic. Every carbon has a little bit of Ola in it. Right? Ola is just about giving something to God. It's about a present. It's whatever. So, okay, bring one present. This one will count. That one will count, and you'll be yotze. You can bring multiple. And that's, in fact, how the majority view works, right? That Ola is generic. But there's a different way of looking at it that comes at it from the exact opposite perspective, which is... Well, so one way of saying it's the basic insofar as every other carbon has a little bit of Ola in it or something like that, and therefore it's like the most generic, and that's why obviously you can have a carbon which is kasher below Allah. But what's the other way of looking at it? This is the quintessential carbon, right? Meaning you could take the exact same thing, look at basic, right? Meaning every other carbon has an element of Ola-ness, but you could say, yeah, but this is pure. Pure carbon, right? It's pure carbon. So the only person I saw who wrote anything about this was a very short piece by Ravudi Schwartz, who's a wonderful Talmud Chacham. Wonderful. He was in yeshiva. He was in Gush when I was in yeshiva. He was in shir with me at some point. What? No. He was in shir with me, but he's like a superstar. Like he was one of these people that came to Gush when he was like 15, 16, something like that, and like... then he went, so he was so young that by the time he started the army, had already been in yeshiva for many years. He ended up being in the small, there's an elite circle of five people or so who their job in the army is to be the research assistants to the chief rabbi of the army to help him paskin the shilas of the army. And now he's like a aluf, skan aluf or something as the chief, like he's like the assistant posek of the army, something like that. I forget exactly what his rank is.
Why not? He has time.
Well, in his free time, he gives the Daf Yomi shir in Gush, like during dinner. He's a big Talmud Chacham. So he's right. He's the Rav. What is he? Oh, maybe he isn't anymore. According to this, he was kihenu meshach shmona shanim kirav tzvayi b'tafkid rosh mador midinu telchatit rabanut tzvayit b'tafkid ozer harav rashi letzal. He's the head of the halachic research department and the assistant to the chief rabbi of the army. Anyways, so he has a short piece on like Daf Yomi and Zvachim, where he basically makes that argument, and he says, "Listen, Hashkafically, the Ramban said, what is the purpose of all karbanot? So Ramban has a very well-known comment that the reason you bring a karban is really, so according to the Ramban, it's really, it should be you who's dying. You did a sin, it should be you. But instead it's the animal. If you imagine that that's at some level what the karban is, so then you can come up with a better language, not that Ola is the most basic, but that every karban has an element of that. But this is 100% that. Like a shlamim has an element of that, and this is you. Right? That like a shlamim, most of it you eat, but there's a part of you that you commit to the mizbeach. So you can look at it not as the basic, not as generic, but as the pure, unadulterated karban, where I'm sacrificing it in its entirety. And you could say that it's like the other karbanot, which makes them kosher v'lo Allah, is like the mitigating factors, right? The fact that it's an Ola plus, right? It also has other goals, but the Ola, you could say that if it's just the pure expression of commitment,
yeah.
Exactly, that it's pure. So he, right, he notes the Ramban's language is Kedei she'achshov Adam ba'asoto kol eleh, that the reason you bring a karban is that a person should imagine when he's doing this ki chata le'elohav v'gufo v'nafsho, that you sin to God with your body and soul. V'ra'ui lo she'ishpoch damo v'yisrof gufo, and it's worth, you're worthy of pouring your own blood and flesh to God. Lulei chesed aborei, if it weren't for the kindness of God, shalakach mimenu t'mura, that God took a trade, a ransom. And this karban is your blood for its blood for your blood. Nefesh tachat nefesh, a soul for a soul. And then he says, right. So now he just says that divrei Ramban amurim biachla kol karbanot. The Ramban is saying this about all karbanot. But imzot the karban haola by the ola she ola kulo al mizbeach, that goes totally to the mizbeach. Otat chusha shel hit masrut totalit yoter, that feeling of hit masrut of sacrifice, meaning hit lehit maser, to give yourself over moser, right? So self sacrifice, something like that, is, well, totalit. I think you know what the word totalit means. Total,
yeah,
total.
Yeah,
got it. Adam mavhir, a person clarifies kiraui ayash kol kulo yikrav al gavim mizbeach. He clarifies that really he should be entirely brought in mizbeach uvechein, and therefore afshem chol korban yeshna mashmu utam yuchedet lo. And therefore each, even though other korban have their unique identity, Zachta ha'ola l'mashmut miyuchedet. Yola has a specialness, a special significance. Ad kidei kach shemesorato shel ben azay, to the point where ben azay's mesora kovat establishes stiyah me'otam mashmut poselet ha'korban. Right. So again, I think what he's getting at is that at one level it's the most basic, but on the other hand you can look at it as the most quintessential. And the more you say it's the most basic, the more you might say it's the easiest to have kasher v'lo Allah. The more you say it's the most quintessential, you might say, like, it's pure, right? It's not just that it's basic. It's that it's, like, yes, it's the most fundamental carbonness, and therefore it's pure. Yes. I mean just, like, the purest, unadulterated, right? It's like, look, on the one hand, you could say, listen, sugar is like the most basic sweetener, right? So therefore, a cup of sugar is just like the most basic food. On the other hand, you'd say, no, man, a cup of sugar, it's way too intense, right? Like a little bit of sugar is generic. But the purified sugar, if all you had was sugar, it would overwhelm you. I hope you don't just go for like a cup of sugar.
Well, I definitely eat sugar. We have eaten that chocolate.
Right? It's true, that chocolate stuff is, you know. No, it is not amazing. It is disgusting.
It's terrifying.
But now what I want to just do is read, guys, what I want to do is just read the Amud of Gemara and see whether we get any hints whatsoever, whatsoever from Ben Azai. My feeling is not so much, but let's try. Okay, so this is the Gemara and you'd bet on a bet. Like I said, I only want to spend one day on it, so that's what we'll do. Amar Shimon ben Azai, Mikublani Mishim Shivim Ushnaim Zakeh. I have a Mesorah from 72 Skanim. So lama leila. So first the Gemara says lama leila mitna shem u'shnayim zaken. Why say 72? De kulu bechada shitat avu kaimi. He's saying that it was 72 and they all agreed, which is the nes nigla. 72 rabbis and they agreed to the same thing. Also suspicious. Then the Gemara says lo hosiv inaze ela ha'ola. He added the ola. So Amar Rav Huna, my time of the Ben Azai. So Rav Huna said, well, what is the reasoning of Ben Azai? Ola hu. Ishei reach nichoch la'ashem. It is in Ola. A burnt offering, a pleasing aroma to God. He lishma k'shera, shalo lishma psula. It is kasher for its own sake and not for its own sake. So, at this stage in the Gemara, what would you say? What is his svara? Does he have a svara?
He doesn't say,
right? I would just say, so either you read this as, it's exerda katuv, it must be brought as itself, or you say that it is special in some way, and then you come up with some svara that the exerda katuv reveals, like, it is unique. But the Gemara says, well, that's nice, but the word he proves nothing. You know why? Because other karbanot also say he. Hashem nam or who? Hashem nam hiktiv bei. Who? Hashem, which as we saw, only according to one shita, is it pasul olishma. But according to the majority of you, it's not. Hashem is also it. It's special. So if you're going to go just for gzirat katuv, any karban that says who, he, it is special, I'll say, it's special. It needs to be it. You need to think about it as it. Fine. Gemara says, no. Hahula achar akdarat emurim hu dichtiv. The word hu by Asham only appears after akdarat emurim. And there, obviously, as Rashi says, lekel midrash ali kuvalat mosh, look to a mur of kasher. It can't mean that the word who teaches you that it's lishma after akhtar murin, because the akhtar murin themselves, if they aren't brought, it's still kasher. And therefore, but now you'll say, well, that only makes the question worse, because you're saying that who tells you that a karban must be brought for its identity, because it's it. It is it. It's a tautology with halachic implications. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it says it by Asham. No, by Asham it says it after Akhtar Demurin. Obviously, Akhtar Demurin doesn't have to be brought lishma, because you don't have to bring it lishma at all. Now, then you'll say, you don't have to bring it at all. Le'ikuva. So then you'll obviously ask the question and say, well, then maybe who doesn't mean what you think it means. Right? So Rashi parries that question by saying, no, who darshin l'melta achrita? There must be another drasha. Who is teaching you something else? Not this. Now, he doesn't say. Now, the interesting thing, obviously, is that shows you that even in the Gzeret HaKatuv, it can't be a pure Gzeret HaKatuv. Right? It has to be some combination of Gzeret HaKatuv and Svara, because... Right. And because the way Rashi is taking it is, we know that the Gzeret HaKatuv doesn't mean that here, because it makes no sense. So it must mean something else. But that means that the Gzeret HaKatuv is not ironclad, because we can negate it based on svara. So at least the way that Rashi reads it, you are basically forced into saying that what? There is at least at some level a svara. Even if it's gzeira katuv, there has to be some svara in the background, because according to him, what gzeira katuv we choose is motivated by svara. Agreed? And therefore, even though, yes, does the Gemara at some level sound like this is all just a machloket about gzeira takatuv? Yes, but the second you read Rashi, you're like, yes, but the Gemara is choosing which Gzeirot HaKaduv it finds compelling. The second you say, I choose which Gzeirot HaKaduv I find compelling, then there's a Svara, at least at some level. So Gemara says, well, I got a bigger problem for you, and that is, the Ola's word, he, is also after the Haftar de Murin. Right? Hainami lachar Haftar de Murin hu dechtiv. So the Gemara answers, aha, I have an answer for you. Trei hu diktive.
It says who twice?
Yes, it says it twice.
It twice, it means it's
Ma'ariv. No, it's just that one is for Haftarah and one is not. One is for Lishma and one is for something else. I mean, one is Vayikra Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel, and the other is Shmot Perek Chav Tet Pasuk Yud Chet. And therefore, one of them is extra and one of them will for Lishma. And the Gemara says that's very nice, except Gabe Asham Nami Trehu Chtive. Asham also has two, one in Vayikra Perek Hey Pasuk Tet and one in Vayikra Perek Zion Pasuk Hey. Right? Or as Rashi says, Chad bit Savit Aharon, one parsit Sava Charakter, but Chad bit Vayikra, Asham hu Asham la Hashem. Ve'akal av deleka chad minayu, dechtiv gav avodet Adam. And he says it's true. Neither of them are by avodet Adam. Still, one of them is extra. And once you have extra things, well, extra, we can do whatever we want with extra, right? Teina echad be'im eino inyan lakach kadamar bala, then make it an eino inyan. So therefore, the Gemara's first whole attempt was, it's Xerida Katuv. The Gemara pushes back on it and says, listen, if it's Xerida Katuv, A, a little bit as far as involved as Rashi has it, and B, oh, come on. Come on. It's like, I could make up, if I'm going with who's and he's, I can come up with the same conclusion by Asham, and you don't want me to. So therefore, the Gemara says, it can't just be Xerida Katuv. Then it goes to Kal Vachomer. But once it's Kal Vachomer, what does that tell you? What is a Kal Vachomer? The Kal Vachomer is the paradigmatic what? Svara, very good. Kal Vachomer is Svara. It's where we make a logical argument. So therefore, we transition, which means in the first half, you could have plausibly said it's just Xerah Kadu with no Svara, even though, as we saw, Rashi called that into question seriously. But now the Gemara says, Yoter Mizeh. Right? Yoter Mizeh, which is, I am going to do this by Svara. So Ella Ben Azai Bekal Vachomer Ma'iti La. Ben Azai derived it not from a Svara, not from a Gzer Dekadu, but from a Kal Vachomer. Uma Chatot She'ina Kaliil. If a Chatot, which is not wholly burned, holy with a W, not holy as in Kodesh, which is not wholly burned, Shchata Shelo Lishma P'sula Ivei Shechte Lo Lishma, it is possible, Ola, Shehi Kalil or Kal Shekain. And Ola, which is totally burned, for sure it should be Lishma. Very good. So let's try to figure out what does the Kal Vachomer mean. So tell me, what is the Kal Vachomer telling you? Possibility one, it's just Chamor. Right? One is that it's not getting into the definition of the Karban at all. It's just saying that Lishma is like a higher level requirement. And if Ola is more Chamor, is more stringent than Chata, then if Chata needs it, Ola needs it. Yeah? Is that what, or do we agree that is at least possible? And then you would say, okay, that's one possibility. Second possibility is, very good, is that maybe the fact that it's fully burnt is not just like a chumrah, but actually shows you something about the definition, right? Maybe something along the lines of what Rav Udi said, which is, the burning of the carbon is what shows the. Yeah. No. You do burn it fully. You just bring it for the wrong reason.
I just don't understand why that's what they're comparing the burning.
Well, so, but at this stage in the Gemara, it's either just making a chumrah argument, right? Which is, if something's totally burned, it's more chumrah. And lishma is just like a perfect, you know, hierarchical thing, that the higher a carbon is, the more lishma it needs, the lower the less. Or you say the fact that it's fully burnt shows you something of the essence of the carbon, right? That it's like a pure carbon, and a pure carbon needs lishma. But what's the obvious counter to this? What's the obvious counter? And it's not, and what? That why does a chatat need lishma? Is it because it's chamur? Very good. It's because it's for a specific purpose. Not because it's so stringent, but because it's for a specific purpose. And guess who asked that question? The next line in the Gemara, which is Mala Chatot Shekein Mechaperet. He's like, oh, come on. Chatot needs Lishma because it atones. And as we've talked about, yeah, the reason a Chatot uniquely seems to need Lishma is because, going back to the Gemara in Daf Hei, right? The very definition of a chatat is wrapped up in its ability to mechaper for Reuven, for his eating, forbidden fat on Tuesday morning at 11:53 because he thought it was kosher fat. And why do you need lishma? Because you need to very carefully define this karban as being bechaper for this person, for this sin. It's not a chumra kula thing. It's a nature of the karban thing. And ola, it's true that it's fully burnt, but it doesn't have an identity in that way. So what does the Gemara then say? Well, Pesach yochiach. Pesach also has a high-level requirement for lishma, but is not mechaper. So what is the Gemara? What's the Gemara pushing back on? Meaning it's not, is that, or I'll put it differently. Kapara is not the only purpose in a karban that would require lishma. Meaning Pesach, does it have a very distinct identity? Yes. Is it very much brought for the owner? Yes. In that sense, we've explained why you need lishma for all the reasons we talked about. But it's not about kapara, meaning kapara isn't the only category of, you know, tying this karban to a person that would require it to be lishma, as evidenced by Pesach. And therefore, how dare you just say that, well, it's not mechaper, it doesn't need to be lishma. Pesach is a karban with a different type of identity. And what's the unspoken assumption? What's the unspoken assumption?
That Pesach has that same...
And, more importantly, that Ola might also have some parallel reason. You're right, it's not mechaper, but mechaper isn't the only reason why something needs lishma and needs you to care about the identity. So how do you know that Ola doesn't have that? Also, now I just want to, before we move on, I just want to point out a very short point in Tosfot. If you look at Tosfot, Ben Azai Bekava, then I'll take your question, Judah. Ben Azai Bekava Chomer Maitila. Ben Azai notes that even the Kava Chomer, there are questions you have to ask. He says, Afal Gav de Psul Shalo Lishman Motzio Mide Pigul. He says, Lo Lishma isn't always a Chomer. Why isn't it always a chumrah? Because by pigul, you can prevent something from becoming pigul by mixing in a lo lishma. Now, you tell me, what is Tosafot going to answer? Why is that not a question? No. Come on, why is it? Does it not matter that there's a kula that emerges from lo lishma? The fact that if lo lishma is recognized, it messes up pigul. Why is that not a chumrah? Why is that not a kula in lo lishma? No, not even. The point is that why is lo lishma save you from pigul? Is it a savior? It's because you're doing it wrong. Because pigul is a pasul karbon. So, yes, it's true that in order for something to be pigul, it needs to be a pasul karbon. And if you recognize lo lishma, that means that you could mess up pigul. But that's not a... That's not a kula. It's just a reality that pigul is an invalid karban, and if there's something that invalidates a karban, it will, like derech agav, save you from pigul because it will prevent the pigul from being a kosher, non-kosher karban. Because it's already possible. But like, come on! Right? It says, you call matir b'kashrut, lo dam yala, don't repair a karban, it's not called inchri, lo la'achim, or v'sofa la'akel, eino din. Fine. So then, Judah, what was your question? What? So by Pesach, it's achila. By Pesach, it's achila, but the fact that it is most defined by the fact that you eat it. But you came into shir. Too late for us to spend it, but yes. So, but then by Pesach, it's achila. Right. That it is brought by achila, you need to be part of the group before. It's the only carbon that's eaten, even b'tumah.
So then it isn't
with Rov Tibor.
What? So
it's not, right? Its identity seems about eating.
So it's after you give it.
Yeah, well, Pesach is unique in a million ways. So then, the Gemara, but all the Gemara is proving here is that not every carbon that requires the high level of lishma is about kapara. That's all it's proving.
So then how can we say?
We're not comparing it yet. So far, all we're doing is proving. The Gemara is going to ask a version of your question in the next line. But the Gemara is just proving, which is, don't tell me that the reason Chatat needs Lishma and Ola doesn't is because Chatat is for Kapara, which implies that the only reason you would ever need a super Lishma is if it's specific for Kapara. Because Pesach also has super high requirements and it's not. It has other reasons. And maybe Ola will have a parallel. But the Gemara says, yes and no. Mala Pesach Shekein's Mano Kavua. Pesach is also unique in the sense that yeah, it's a very specific time. Right. It's brought on a very specific day. It's very, right? Which means that, again, you could say it's just a churma, or you could say that the fact it's brought on a specific day, whereas an ola can be brought at any time, shows you that ola is much more generic and Pesach has a very specific identity, and lishma is much more necessary when you're giving something a specific rather than general identity. So the Gemara says, that's great, except Chatat and Pesach may both be unique, but unique in different ways, which lets you do a Tzad HaShaveh. Right? Namely, that Chatat is unique, Pesach is unique, but unique in different ways, and therefore you can tease out a principle that will apply in other cases. Yes, that's called a Tzad HaShaveh. That's the next line of the Gemara. Chatat Tochiach. Chatat would tell you that there are things that need Lishma even if they're not a set time. The Chazar Adin, and then you can go back and forth. Lo Re'izeh, Ki Re'izeh. This proof is not like that proof. Lo Re'izeh, Ki Re'izeh. Hatzad Shava Behen. But the common denominator between them is Shein Kodshim, they are Karbanot, Ushachtan Shlo Lishman, and you shech them not Lishma, and Pasul. They're invalid. So Afani Avi Ola, She Kodshim, Ushachtan Shlo Lishma, Psula. Now the obvious question is, well, if that's what you're going to do, then that should be true of all Karbanot, not just Ola.
Yes.
Right? Once you're saying that Tzad HaShaveh is that it is a karban, then it should be that it's pasul olishma. Then all karban should be pasul olishma. But we know that's not true. What? But he doesn't, because the Mishnah says explicitly he only adds ola. So the Gemara says ma'alat tzad shoshen sheish ben tzad karet. He says, well, maybe they both have karet associated with them. Now this is a very weird argument. In what way? No, not Ola. No, okay, so again, how do you break up a Matzad? Matzad HaShaveh. Is if you show that A and B both have a common denominator, that C doesn't. And it, meaning, if A and B have a common denominator... Right, is that if A is unique in one way, and B is unique in a different way, but they don't have any uniqueness that they share, but they both have Halacha C about them, so then you can learn about them to D. But if A and B are unique in any way in the same way, then it could be that what causes C is factor E.
But doesn't that change right. D?
So therefore he says, but if D doesn't share that, then it might be different. So the Gemara says, well, they have a common denominator, but D doesn't have that. Okay, this is getting confusing, isn't it? But the point is that if Chatat is unique in one way and Pesach is unique in another way, but they're not unique in the same way, then they might teach something about Ola. But if you're unique in the same way, then it could be that that uniqueness is what requires the Shema, and Ola doesn't have it. So the Gemara says, what's the uniqueness? Karet. What's the karet? Pesach, you get karet if you don't bring it. And Chatat, how is it connected to karet? It's brought for a carbon for which if you did it on purpose, you would be chayv karet. Probably what that means, I would guess, if you made me guess, I would say that this Gemara is assuming that they're just looking at a hierarchy. Right? The fact that it's a karet, exactly. Karet doesn't seem to make this unique as much as it makes it chamor. Right? It's that these are strict karbana. So Tosvot says, see, I'm giving you a break because we're doing this all together because we didn't have Chatan this morning. But Tosvot says, Tema, Razor the Pasal Chatan V'asham. Right? He says, aha! Well then, what about Rabbi Elazar? Remember who said that an Asham is also Pasal Olishma? Now you have a counterexample, and now it should be all Karbana. And what is his answer? It also has sort of karet because it's brought in a case where you're not sure if you did a sin for which you bring a chatat, which if you did it b'mezid, you'd be chayv karet. Yes, and he says be'asham mishum da'ika asham talui, because there is one type of asham that is related to karet, then all ashams are sort of somewhat related to karet enough to not be a counterproof to Ola.
Aspects, but then a common denominator.
Yes, that's why I think that it is clear that this is just a chumrah point, because otherwise I don't know what he's saying, right? Like, on a pure chumrah, you could say, okay, some ashams are related to karet, so at some level they're more chumrah than ola. I'm willing to buy that. Okay. Now he says, he said, obviously it's not the same as Pesach and Chatat, it's just like sort of somewhat somewhere. Yes. In Achinami. Somewhat somewhere somewhere. Good for you. So then the Gemara says, fine. Ben Azai, what's the answer? Ben Azai, Tzad Karet Lo Parech. So in a wonderfully cryptic line, he just says, Ben Azai says, eh. Right? He's like, the fact that we'll have Karet, eh. Doesn't impress me. Now, Rashi puts a little more sophisticated argument on that, which is, Tzad Karet Lo Parech Lefi Sheina Shaveh Bishneihem. Because even though they both have Karet involved, it's in different ways. Namely, the Chatat Inu Onersh Kar Shav Ato. Chatat, it's not you get punished if you don't bring it with Chatat. El Shal Shigigat Karet Huba. It's brought for the fact that you did a sin that B'mezid would be Chayv Karet. Whereas Pesach, Onersh Karet Av Ato. If you don't bring a Pesach, you're punished. So that's different. So the Gemara says, once you're not bothered by the Karet Svara, Asham Nami Laite. So then you should add Asham. And now you'll tell me, is Raji the Bible of the Afghan Rabbi Lazar Lael, the Kamar Lay Shul Khazana Khalina Barkhina Ladar Dina, the Light of Sajj, etc. The assumption of the Gemara seems to be that he doesn't hold of Rilazar's position that Asham is also unique. Right, and Rashi tells you why, because he holds Malat Yeshno Bitsibor, that Chatar and Pesach both can be brought Bitsibor, but Asham can't. So Gemara answers, Asham Parech Malat Zadashavishan, Gigishan Bitsibor Kuyachit, right? But Asham can also be brought Bitsibor, which in O, right? Whereas there is no chatat b'tzibor, or other way around, right? Take it back. There is no asham. I keep doing this. There is a communal chatat. There is a communal ola. But there is no communal asham. So asham is different. V'i bayit ema tzad karet nami lo parech. And maybe he wasn't bothered by the tzad karet. So then the Gemara, it says, you're right. You know what his real svara is? After all of this headache?
It's completely separate.
No, Uben Azai Gemara Gemirala, he had a Mesora from the 72 Skanim. You know why he said it? Because he had a Mesora. Why? I don't know. Vahad the Gemara of Hunakal Vachomer. So what's with all the logic? Lo Amra Lechadeg Batamidav. That was just to sharpen his students. He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. So therefore. So what is he saying? Right. So what is the Gemara essentially saying by the end? It's rejecting the notion that it's a svara, right? Meaning all the svaras that we just said, it's saying, come on. There's a million questions you could ask on every single line of what you just said. This is not compelling me svara. You know why he said it? He said it because 72 rabbis who he trusted told him, Ben Azai, I got a svara for you. Ola needs to be brought lishma. And he said, why? And they said, because. He said, lama? And they said, kacha. Right? Why? Because. So therefore, the Gemara therefore retracts all of this and says, all that Kal Vachomer work, all that logical work, all of it, he says, it's not a svara, it's a misora. Now, once we know that the Gemara says that all the logical argumentation we're going back and forth is fake, exactly. And now we can go back and say, why does Ben Azai say that you need it? He has a Misora. Why do the Chachamim disagree? They don't have a Misora. Right? So now we're left with two possibilities. One is, it's just a Misora. Either you have this Misora or you don't. Why? Why not? Because you don't. So one possibility is that literally there is no Sora. It's completely arbitrary. And either you have a tradition and you hold of it, or you don't have a tradition and you don't have it. That's possibility one. Possibility two is? Very good. The other possibility is that, coming back to what we started with, is?
There is one.
There's a svara, but we have no, we don't, but there's literally no way of knowing what the svara is, because Gemara gives you no help, and none of the Rishonim give you any help. And we're back to where we started, where I said, the only person I've seen who suggested anything was this little piece by Ravudi, where, you know, that at some level, right, we have to argue that mitzad echad, you would say that an ola isn't unique because it's the most basic karbon. Every karbon has a little bit of ola-ness in it, and therefore, it should, as proven from the fact that you can bring a karbon ola for Kate's mizbeach, right? You can just keep the mizbeach busy by burning ola. That in asham, hanitek l'riya is an ola. All those things will point out that it's so basic, it's so generic, that every karbon has a little bit of ola, and therefore you could say, if that's the case, then what? Then, obviously, of all karbonot you can bring, it can be kasher below ola, because... Because it's like the most generic carbon, so it's not crazy to say, did I bring a carbon? Okay, let's say I'll bring it. I'll bring another ola. I can bring a million olas. And according to Ben Azai, you'll have to either say, yes, exeret katuv, or he, as we said, takes the same information, goes in the opposite direction, which is, it's not the most generic and basic, it's rather the purest carbon. Right? It's the most... Right, that the very definition of a karban is sacrificing yourself to God, seeing yourself a karban. And ola is that, without any distractions, without any adulterations, and therefore it is pure, and therefore extremely sensitive. I don't got anything better than that for you. Like I said, I don't have anything more than that. I haven't seen anyone writing it. What? I mean, he doesn't seem to hold of Shimon Achiazari either, right? That's a different position, right? Because he only argues in Ola. He doesn't hold of the other Shita, right? The Gemara seems to assume that he agrees with the Tanakama, but adds Ola. He doesn't, right? The Gemara is explicit that he's not holding with Azar by Asham. So presumably he also isn't holding like Shimon Achiazari of Lamala and Lamata, right? It's a unique Shita that about Ola. So again, it could just be he had a Mesora and there's no Svara, and sometimes we have that, or... You come up with a svara, but I don't have any evidence one way or the other. If you have a better svara, tell me. I don't have one. I'm open to anything. Like I said, this was a Gemara we could do in one day, because basically nothing's been written on it. It's about an Amud of Gemara. And, you know, yeah.
So, I get why it's very hard to say this is Rabbi Eliezer, right?
Yeah.
Because Rabbi Eliezer has a different opinion.
And because the Gemara clearly distinguishes him and says that, wouldn't he say that by Ola? No, he wouldn't. Yes. So the Gemara clearly doesn't think he holds right. Ola. It can't be the Asham.
Right? If you're saying Rabbi Elazar, do you think it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, not just Rabbi Elazar?
Yeah,
but generally it's flipping around Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Elazar.
The reason seems to just to be because, you know, that whenever we say that there was like a significant day, like at the inauguration or whatever, we always go to Elazar ben Azariah. But it could be not, I don't care. It doesn't really make a difference, but... I mean, it makes a difference, but not... You can try. But this is not Reuel's position. It's Ben Azai's position that he heard from 72 Zakanim. He cites it from 72 Zakanim. He cites it to 72 Zakanim. That's what he does. Right? That's what he does. I mean, he might be, but like, it's not like... This is not one of his unique positions, right?
So why did the other Chachamim not hold up the Masorah?
Because they didn't have the Masorah. So again, as I just said, either because I just gave you the two possibilities. Either it's purely a Masorah and they didn't have it, and then you can ask me why they didn't have it, and I will ask, I don't know. They did or they didn't. Right? No, the other possibility is that there's a Svara behind it, and I gave you one suggestion of what the Svara might be that motivated the different Masorah. If you have a better idea, please let me know. This isn't halacha l'moshe misinai, it's a mesora, right? And so I don't even have to get into the Rambam question of, are you led of a machlok in halacha l'moshe misinai, right? There's no one said there's halacha l'moshe misinai. I said it's a mesora. I heard it, right? From where, from when? We don't know. We have no evidence more than what I just read you.
No, but if it is, we have many places throughout Shas that the Chachamim will say, if you have a mesora, we'll listen to you, but if you have a svara...
And sometimes we don't. And sometimes we don't, and here we don't. The Gemara just says, he had a Masorah, they clearly don't. The Gemara doesn't tell you it's because they thought it was a bad Masorah. The Gemara doesn't tell you that it was a bad Svara. The Gemara tells you nothing. I could speculate, but I have no evidence whatsoever. Do you? If you do, I'd like to hear it. I said, I found no one who really wrote on this, right? Like, not the Rishonim or what?
I think it's just bizarre that he has such a strong Masara and the Chachamim wouldn't know that.
Well, they thought it was wrong. Either because they thought it was a bad Masara or because they had a bad Svara. I told you, those are the two possibilities. I don't know what else to tell you about this. Like, I don't have any magic. Like, I don't have any insider information here. Because the Masara didn't come to me. Okay, Ben Gachol, Ben Gach. I don't know. Again, I learned this sugya with you, right? You didn't even prepare. We just learned it together. If you saw something in this sugya that I missed, please tell me, because I looked for a while to see if anyone said anything, because I thought it was such an interesting little thing. Obviously, someone's going to say something, and guess what? No one did. They were all like, What? That the Masara, No, that was the Kalva Chomers. The Kalva Chomers were fake just to get them sharp. No. Look, the only person who comments on it is the Rid, okay? The Rid is quoted in the Knesset Rishonim as saying the following, okay? Horu beitin yadecham en shato. Kashali, my area mufla, for the katanjim, chasar ena horad. You need to call out that Yisrael by horad. No, yadecham egeri. Vinyarali, no, yadecham egeri. Right? He only comments on this in the following, which is, his only comment on this is that because it says 72 here, what we learn is that there was someone in the Beit Din called the Mufla, and the Mufla wasn't counted. He was like the external advisor, and you have the 71 members on Hedrin, and then the advisor from the outside, and that's how you get to 72. That's his comment on this. Nothing else in this seems to interest him, okay? So, I don't know. I don't have anything to tell you. This is what I found. If you have another Svara, I'm really happy to hear it. Ben Tayem. What?
We got 72 people here. It's like, why? That's a lot of people.
That was Sanhedrin.
Where would you get them?
Well,
that's Sanhedrin. Right. Yeah. So Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
That's the only question that can be answered.
Yeah. Anyways, that's all I got in this video. If you've come up with something, please tell me. Just go ahead.